You know, right now I'm in front of my house after driving about 40 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes from Hoboken, New Jersey. That's where my local church is. Today was Wednesday service. Usually it's directed by one of the ministries in the service. What I mean is it's directed by either the men's ministry, the women ministry, or the youth ministry. So we take turns. Today was the ladies ministry. When I got there, they were praying, and then they read the word, and then they broke out into what we call worship, which is basically singing and praising the Lord together. However, there were no musicians today. What I mean by musicians, I mean there was no piano player, and no bass player. Basically, the drummer was there. And, you know, everybody's just playing the tambourine and just worshiping the Lord together, young and old. And it makes you wonder, you know, because today, I must admit, I'm really tired physically. My wife has been getting up really early in the morning to go to work. And, you know, I just can't let her just be awake by herself. And just, I like to make sure that she's okay. And Friday we'll go back again and worship the Lord again, and perhaps we'll have musicians or we won't have musicians. It's not a guarantee. I respect the musicians that we do have, and I love them. They are men of, they're family men, and they make a big sacrifice by getting there, running from work and getting dressed, not even having time to make dinner, and just going straight to church to praise the Lord and motivate people, motivate them to lift up the name of Jesus, motivate them to worship Him and honor Him. And I'm pretty sure that God blesses them for that, and because they are a true blessing to us. But so I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, you know, why go through all of this? The answer is simple. Because I love Jesus. Because we love Jesus. Not because I am better than anybody. Not because I'm more spiritual than anybody. It's because He gave it all for me. He gave it all on the cross. So that we may have an opening to God, so that we may have a relationship with Him through His sacrifice. As He told the ladies that went to the tomb on the third day, when He came out of that tomb, He said, "Go tell my brothers that I go to my Father and their Father." It's incredible that we can have a relationship with God that's so close that we can call Him Father. I know that for some of you it's difficult to understand what that relationship means, because in reality some of you have never had a father. So making that connection is difficult. You had a mother that has played the part of a father. And, you know, a lot of respect to those ladies that surrender all their lives just to make sure that they can grow up, those raise those kids. And today, you know, those who break the statistics become professionals, and they become great, a great privilege, or how can I, what's the word that I'm looking for? They're men and women who benefit society in a big way because they have somebody that believed in them. But there is a place where a father figure is needed. A mother provides nurture. A mother provides warmth. A father provides protection, guidance, direction, strength, and security. A mother provides those things as well, but to a limited, because she herself is looking to be protected. She herself is looking to be secure, covered, and provided to. She's herself looking for the warmth of a man to bless her, to protect her, to guide her. God is incredible. And even though I feel tired, and I just drove here, and I'm just here talking to you guys in this radio thing, I just want to say, man, if you can experience God, if you can just surrender yourself to Him and really just wake up and smell the coffee and really see Jesus for who He really is. I mean, I'm not talking about going to a church that they don't teach the Bible. I'm not talking about going to church where all they want is your money. And they teach you that if you give $1,000 seed, a $200 seed, that God's going to bless you. That's not true. I'm talking about going to a place where they can, where you open the Bible and they teach you what is there. And if you have questions, you have somebody that is knowledgeable enough to help you understand what is there. And someone that can come alongside you and disciple you. And once you realize, wow, God loves me in spite of my shortcomings, in spite of my past, He still loves me. And you will see that, man, He gave it all for you, or He gave it all for me, so that we can have a chance, so that we can have a relationship with Him. And this is real. This is real. And His heart is for you, man. His heart is for you. I know that we live in a day and age where everybody has an idea of what good is, and oh, this is good, this is good. But at the end of the day, just sit down and smell the coffee. None of us is good. None of us. None of us are good. Some people pretend to be good just because they want to keep a job, or they pretend to be good because they don't want to be, you know, incarcerated. Those are great things. It's called being sane. However, when you are by yourself and you're looking yourself in that mirror at home, and you're like, listen, man, there has to be more to life than just this. There has to be more to life than just this. I'm not offering you religion. I'm not offering you. I'm offering you a relationship with Jesus. Just one day, just open that Bible. Just take the dust off and start reading the book of John. And ask God, God, if you're real, just talk to me. God, if you're real, just let me experience you. And you'll see that going to church at this time, at 7 p.m., and coming back at 10:30, you know, the service finishes at 9:30, is the ride home. It's nothing compared to what you have in Him. And I'm pretty sure you know that, you know, somebody can go to a bar right now and say, hey, I buy a couple drinks with somebody, and you were like, you won't even think about it. But when it comes to the real, real thirsty portion of yourself, which is your soul, Christ just says, come to me, all those who labor and heavy burden, and I will give you rest for your souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give Him a chance in your life. Give Him a chance. You know, that's why we have a lot of people addicted to what? To different pills, addicted to drugs, addicted to alcoholism, addicted to self-hurting, self-mutilation. It's just incredible how much pain people out there are having, experimenting more different kind of sexual experiences to find themselves still thirsty and still hungry. It's still being feeling like a misfit in this world. I'm telling you, the one that created you is waiting for you to come to him. The one that breathed life into you is waiting for you to come to him. You know, sooner or later we will take off and we will meet him. And then we cannot say that we don't know about Jesus, because people talk to us about Jesus every day. Either they criticize him or they preach good about him. Well, everybody knows about Jesus in the United States. So I don't know. This is just of the chain, of the head right now. What's the word? Of the dome, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, this is your brother Mado. Just give God a chance. Give God a chance, man. I remember when I was in the world, and that's what we mean before we were Christian. When I was in the world, I would go clubbing. And, on Friday, I would start sweating just thinking about, you know, what I'm going to do. And then, you know, 11 o'clock would hit. And then finally, some friends came over. And they said, let's go to New York. Let's go to some place in Jersey City, some place in Elizabeth, some place there. And then, you know, I would be there. I mean, I would not lie. I would have some fun. But then at the end of the day, when I come back drunk, looking stupid, I would be like, man, what have I done? What is the benefit for all this stuff? And you know what? I'm so thankful of the Lord that I've never got into a car accident while driving drunk. I never got into a crazy situation, hanging out with the wrong people in the wrong side of town. You know, but, you know, because God's kept me, because my mother's prayers kept me. And I'm pretty sure that your mother's prayers, your grandmother's prayers have kept you. But sooner or later, you're going to have to pay the price. Listen. Follow God while there's still a chance. God bless you. I'll talk to you another day. God bless you, my brothers and friends.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.